Don't lose that song, Danny. We might want to do it again. Thank you so much. Y'all are the best. Amen. God is the bestest, right? And I'm telling you, He is still on the throne. Ain't nothing that He can't handle. Amen. So if I put a big smile on your face, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We don't live with what we see or what we hear or what we think, what we see in the circumstances. We live by the Word of God. Amen. Faith is what overcomes the world. Even whose faith? Our faith. Right. Overcomes the world. So as we know these things, and I know this is probably happening in churches everywhere tonight, but we certainly need to encourage each other. God is on the throne. We have some stuff all hot off the press we want to share. And God's up to something really big, y'all. And it's over our heads, which for me wouldn't have to be too high. What y'all laughing about over there? Anyway, hallelujah. Y'all come in here. Here come the Reese girls in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let's stay excited. Let's stay engaged. Stay positive. Turn off the news and get the news in here. And also you could watch, of course, Victory and those kind of programs that have the Christian news. That's fine. But we all, things didn't turn out like I wanted it to. I know, but you didn't let me finish talking. But it's not over. It was just election night. This is not the first election night that they have not come to the point of announcing president. I remember years ago when George Bush and Albert Gore and the Hanging Chads in Florida. They, speaking of Chad, where did he go? Oh, okay. Anyway, Chad Red was here a while ago. Anyway, this is not the first time. And back in 1940-something, that's Mike Holloway. How you doing, sir? Mike probably remembers this. Back in 1940-something, Truman was running against Dewey. And, of course, they didn't have TVs and all that kind of thing like they do now. And they went ahead and printed up the newspapers that night. Big headline, Dewey wins. Dewey wins. Guess what? Dewey didn't win. They had to start. Had to get a new newspaper out the next day or two and say Truman wins. So things happen, and sometimes I wish I'd just not do anything until they got them all counted. All this just gets. And look, y'all, if you watched anything, I didn't watch it, but I heard a little bit about it. But the network channels, they don't know what they're doing anyway. They would say this, that, and then they'd change it. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how many saw Mary Jane's post on Facebook this morning.
No.
That she put.
Hold on. Y'all catching this? Or whatever. Just flip me.
She got up this morning and Fuzz was telling me what the election results were looking like, and immediately Holy Spirit reminded me, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he had been in the grave for 3 days. So now is not the time to worry. Now is the time to keep the faith and know that our God is an on-time God, and it's never too late for him to rescue this nation.
Amen.
So just relax and trust God.
Amen.
Be blessed and have a worry-free day.
Amen. Amen. Bill put some stuff out. God's in the miracle business. Dean and Rose told me earlier tonight that the White House put out a notice, said by Friday, everybody know what's going on. Friday is the third day. Jesus rose on the third day. We got some more stuff to read, too. But I appreciate y'all's faith. And again, everybody that I've taught or seen or whatever, even big time guys, you know, hey, I was a little disappointed. But you just have to get hold of your faith and say, look, God's still on the throne.
Amen.
It ain't over till it's over. That's what Yogi Berra said. He's a pretty good prophet. Right, Larry? Yogi Berra? I'm not trying to say Yogi Bear. and Boo Boo, I said, this is Yogi Berra. He played with the Yankees. But anyway, he said, it ain't over till it's over. And that is so true. And that's where we're going to stand. Come in here, girl. What are you doing with that blanket, girl? All right. But that's wisdom right there, baby. I'm telling you. But anyway, thank you all for coming. And we're going to bond together. We're in this together. The soul of America is on the line. It is worth fighting for. And if you can't get past that for yourself, just look around at your children and your grandchildren and your great-great-grands and look out for the things around you that I want this nation to be strong for another 100, 200 years, don't y'all? And to be better. And it can be because the awakening is here. I said the awakening is here. It's even in Oklahoma, Mississippi. Yes, it's wherever you are, the awakening is there. Because he's in you, and things are happening. But they're in the unseen part, and we'll grab it all by faith, okay? But before we get any further, let's pray. Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord in this place. I thank you for the unity of the Spirit and the unity of the faith. Lord God, I thank you that this is the household of faith. And this is what overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith will move the mountains. Our faith will expose. Our faith will get the truth out. We stand. And we've done all we know to do to stand. We stand. And we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, that you conquered hell, death, and the grave, and you made a show of Satan openly in the heavenlies, triumphing over him in the cross. So, God, I thank you that victory is ours. We receive it in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we stand and we thank you. And, Lord, as we go further tonight, may we be edified. May a spirit of revelation flow in here. May the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, let your presence be known in this place, Lord God. Father, we want to shake this earth for you. We want to shake Oklahoma for you. I want to shake Jimmy Bryan for you. I want to shake everything for you. Lord, there's a whole lot of shaking going on, and the things are going to fall out for the good for all of us that will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is coming soon. Amen. And this could be the last harvest. We don't know. Lord God, we give you praise for all that. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Sunday is special offering day, so don't forget that. Is there anything else we need to announce? Going once? I guess not. Okay, prayer request sheets are going around, I know. And who's got some good news? You. Go ahead, baby. Right.
When I came out of work, I put that fuse back in. The fan went burnt. And I said, okay. So I get in it, and so I'm watching the temperature, and on the way home, there's a fan. And then come on, I put the fuse in there like it was.
You talking about the fan radiator?
Okay. And it got hot, so it went back to normal. And I still got the relay, and they never been put back on that.
Well, praise God. That's a miracle. Amen. That's a miracle. Danny reminds me of the night we came back from Alabama, from Vernon. Danny had a brand new 62 Mercury or something. I don't know what that thing was. But it was amazing. The fuel pump went out and the hose and everything. And that night after church at Kindergartner's church, one of the guys in church worked at the auto part. He went and got a part, came and put it on there. We came home. It fired right up. We came home. Carried it to the shop the next day or so. And the guy said, you've been driving this? He said, yeah, we drove all the way from Alabama. He said, look, the hose is not even connected. But we came home, didn't we, Danny?
He said, I don't know how in the world it works. I said, I got one of my preachers together.
You too. Praise God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Anyone else have some good news? Praise God. God's in the healing business. Amen. His eyes on the sparrow. How much more does he love you and me? Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah, I do.
Well, come on, brother.
I'm fixing to be another great granddad.
Well, ain't you
something?
Woo!
Yep.
All right.
It'll make me old.
Yeah.
I ain't battling like a chip.
Could make Christmas a little more expensive too, couldn't it? But the Lord will supply, amen.
Amen. And
did I see a hand back here? That's in a Jeanette. Here? Oh, at Walmart. Well, that is a miracle at Walmart. All right.
The Lord's just been blessing me when I go shopping.
Amen. You're at the right place at the right time, aren't you?
I've had his favor.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Good deal. Anyone else? Sarah. $20. Wow. Man. Woo. You better take that money, girl. You gonna miss a blessing? You can buy some candy with that. All right. Woo-hoo! Now, hey, y'all are too much. Who else got some good news? Virgil. No, you can't. That's true. There you go. You have what you say.
That's a kind of good. That's pretty good.
But you'll take it, won't you? That's a blessing. If you're not praying for a parking spot, oh, yeah, you're just missing out. Daryl.
You know my mom's funeral is Saturday.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right. That is the Lord. You and I need to talk after church. Yeah. All right. Joyce. Come on, girl. They couldn't find nothing wrong with you. You know why? Because there ain't nothing wrong with you. God took. Isn't that amazing?
I thought it was 3 sizes too small.
I'll help you cast the devil out of him. That's a great thing.
Amen.
Miss Cora and Judy, we always say, ain't nothing wrong with her.
That's right.
I told you it's just the
meanest word. You have what you say now. Hopefully it's all gone now, okay? Maybe it's worked itself out, okay? Who else? Anybody else? Yeah. I love it. Glory to God. Anyone else? All right.
Jimmy, this is good and bad.
Wait a minute. Good and bad. Okay. Well, what do you want first, good or bad?
Well, I'm going to tell it all together.
Lily hadn't been driving but about three weeks.
Lily.
And today as we were coming home from the funeral, Jay got a text and said that someone had hit Lily in the back of her car, but neither one of them was hurt, and she handled it so good. I asked if she was crying. They said no, and actually, Terry didn't get there till after the cops had gotten there, and so that's good.
That is good.
Know.
Thank God.
Yes, that she wasn't hurt.
Everybody traveling.
Right. Amen. And her, I don't know, but bumper looks really a different color now. It's really got a lot of black on it. But anyway, it can be fixed.
Sure.
But that's why a kid don't need a brand new car in it.
Amen.
No, well, it's not her fault. She got hit from behind.
Right. Right. Well,
but thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord, for protecting all our children. And, Lord God, we thank you that your angels guard over us all the time in Jesus' name, and we give you praise for it. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. We're going to do that warrior song again, Annie. You ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, as we band together here tonight, we're not a bunch of grumpies. We're not somebody that's disgusted and frustrated. Lord God, we are the body of Christ. And Lord God, you're not down, so we ain't down. So, Lord, we give you praise for that. And we look up to you, Lord God. Father, we don't understand everything. But faith doesn't have to understand it. Faith just believes it. So, Lord God, we believe that Jesus, you are the Son of the living God, the Christ. And, Lord God, we thank you that you're the head of the body. You're the Lord, the head of the church. And, Lord God, you are Lord God Almighty. And we thank you that, Lord, you've got everything under control. We cast all of our care, all of our emotions over on you. Lord God, we can't do it, but Lord, our job is to believe and to thank you. So, Lord God, we believe that everything's going to be fine, and we thank you for it in advance. And, Lord, we came tonight, Lord. I don't have to ask this question. I know it. This group didn't come tonight to have a pity party. We came tonight to be warriors. We are warriors. We are warriors in the Christ. We're not somebody to be pushed around. And the Bible says we are to endure hardships as a good soldier. And, Lord God, we thank you that the Lion of the tribe of Judah roars inside of us. And that, Lord God, we stand and we occupy and we resist the enemy. And we declare that Jesus is Lord over our lives, over this nation, and that the awakening is here now. And, Lord God, everything's going to be cleared up and cleared out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you got it, and we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray you speak and you reveal things that the whole world sees and knows crystal clear. So we thank you for all this. We ask for your anointing tonight and your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Now, some of you warriors want to come here and join me in Verdale. Mighty warriors, just come on up, because you can't hardly listen to this sitting down. But anyway, whatever you need to do, you connect with God, you let your heart go in this song, and you become that warrior, and you are. Woo! Man. Text his son tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You know, I didn't know he was going to say anything about warriors or anything, and I don't know. Today, I text my son. He got out, he working at Ashley, and I asked him, I said, you off? And he said, yeah. I said, well, you need to come to church. And I sent him a text. I said, he said he was tired. I said, sad excuse. Jesus needs his warriors at church praising with other warriors.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Amen. Wow. Praise God. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I get wound up going another direction, we have some of these handouts. Sharon brought them there on the table out there in the foyer concerning Medicare Part D. I might want to get this and check it out if that applies to you. So there's plenty of these out there in the foyer, so help yourself. And December 7th, this window will be closed. So be sure and check it out, okay? Might save yourself some money. Hallelujah. I like saving money. And like saving money. What are you coughing about? He didn't believe a word of it. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Let's see. You know, it became very apparent to me, well, you're supposed to know these things, and we do know them. But when things hit you in the gut, like the news this morning, perhaps it wasn't like it's over. It's just like, here we go again, you know. And things weren't quite what I thought. But then, you know, you just have to stand up, stir up that gift that's in you. Get to take hold of scriptures. Amen. Amen. And prophecies that's been given by the prophets. And begin to allow. But the thing that's so fascinating about it is that the Word of God will, especially you guys who are, turn me up a little bit, Andy, please. The Word of God will strengthen your spirit because it's alive. It's sharp and two-edged sword. I mean, you could read a good spiritual book, but it won't inspire you like the Word. When your spirit man hears, by stripes you're healed, or it ain't over till it's over. You know, I say that sometimes. And the tomb is empty and the sun came up today. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. You begin to share scripture with yourself. You begin to talk to yourself. I had a good friend one time said, I said to myself, self. It was pretty dynamic too. And but anyway, we won't call Danny's name. But anyway, not this Danny, another Danny. Danny Daps. But anyway, I know right where we're sitting in when he said that, don't you? Anyway. But sometimes you have to tell self something. Tell what the Word of God says. And that Word will hit your spirit and it'll begin to energize you. And by the time I got going there just a little bit, man, I'm ready to roll. But if we allow things to soak in and we listen to that all the time, it's gonna outbattle that one little scripture that you stood on that morning. So fill your heart with the Word of God. The Word of God is able to build you up. Acts plainly tells us that. Able to build you up and bring strength to you, right? Amen. Okay. It also says in Proverbs 4, incline your ear to my word, saith the Lord. And it says, guard your heart with all diligence. That's your spirit, right? So God's telling me tonight, telling you, and this morning, he said, guard your heart with all diligence. So pay attention to what your heart's hearing. So sometimes you have to cut things off. Sometimes sometimes you need to turn things on that you need to hear. So anyway, so you guard your heart with all diligence. Why? Because out of it flow the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4 begins with verse 20. Out of all the forces of life are in us by the Holy Spirit. Eternal life is in that. When you got born again, you got life on the inside of you, right? So guarding your heart is vital. And it says in Proverbs that a wounded or broken spirit, who can bear? You can bear a cut. You can bear a broken toe pretty good. It's not fun, but you can do it. But a wounded or broken spirit, you know, it takes that a long time, may never recover. And so anyway, that's what the devil would like to do, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life, and life more abundantly. Amen. That means no killing, no stealing, no destroying. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is alive and well. Amen. Praise God. So let's stir ourselves up. Let's think about these things. I want to read, can we do Isaiah 43:13? And now write these down because Just, you probably know all these. You probably know more than I know. But just a little reference section somewhere in your Bible, some scriptures that you feel like the news you just got, oh man, it's terrible news. Well, hey, and don't say, now this is, I heard this from Keith Moore was teaching the other morning, and you know things, and sometimes you forget about things. And he said, you know, the Bible tells us in Romans 4:17, Paul writes, most of us think he wrote Romans anyway, and I'm sure he did because he was in Rome. But anyway, he said, God speaks of things that are not as though they were. Now, he said, you don't do it this way, though. You don't speak of things that were as though they're not. There's a big difference. If your finger's hurting and you say it's not hurting, well, you may not be telling the truth. It's hurting. You deal with it. But if you'll flip it like this and say, by stripes I'm healed.
Amen.
He was wounded for my transgressions. Amen. By his stripes I'm healed. Himself took all my sickness and infirmities and bore them on the cross for me. His blood paid for this. You know, let the weak say I'm strong. So just say the promise that applies to your need. And don't be trying to, and we try to, you know, I think we make faith hard sometimes and we try to just tough it out. Faith is not toughing it out. Faith is a miracle worker. So let's begin to talk like God. We have the election.
Yes, we do.
Our nation is one nation under God. It is on fire for God. The awakening is here. I speak of things that are not as though they were. I speak to the darkness. Be lit up! Glory to God. Let all the things that are hiding in that darkness come out. Be exposed. Amen. Speak to your finances. Be healed. I lack no good thing. That's your heritage. That was all these promises belong. Speak the promise. Not camouflage what's wrong. It's there. Everybody can hear you coughing. I'm not sick. Got a fever, though. I'm coughing. Speak the promise. And just what I'm going to go back and tag that with what I said a while ago. You speak the word, you get in the word, stir, and your spirit begins to hear that word, it's going to come alive because faith is going to come. And faith can move things in you and around you. Okay? So when you begin to speak the promises concerning those things, that's the word of God. It's coming in you and hitting your spirit and making you healed, making you whole, making you well. Amen?
Yeah.
Speaking to these things, speaking the promise brings the promise. Because the word of God is alive. The word and God are the same. The word was made flesh. The word, Proverbs 4, beginning with verse 20, says the word is medicine to your flesh. Amen? Just a little tweaking on our faith there. And it'll help. Because you've got to give your body, you've got to have something to work with, and the Word of God is what you work with.
Right.
And when you say the Word of God, speak the Word of God, I'm telling you, things are starting to get better. You can be depressed, but you say, praise be to God, I'm stirring up the gift. I tell you, I have a future that God has not forgotten about. And we want to do that song, Andy, that Chris does, I Know the Plans I Have for You. And because God's got plans for all of us in here tonight.
Amen.
Every one of us. He has got it on his bulletin board, and he wants everything done. He's going to check off all his bucket lists for you. Amen?
Amen.
Now I got a big bucket.
Amen.
Bucket mouth, maybe a big bucket. Anyway, he's going to check it off. He knows the plans for every one of us right now. We may be having the worst day of our life, but God has not forgotten his plan for you. Now, if I can just not forget God,
right.
He's the way maker. Amen. He's the breaker. He's already broken everything down. Amen. Well, I've been believing for a long time.
Keep believing.
Keep believing. Is it worth it? It's going to be worth it. Is heaven going to be worth it? Billy Whitlock is telling us all about it tonight. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth the good fight of faith. But we're not out here on planet Earth as God's children just to endure stuff, just to tough it out. I know we endure hardship, but let me tell you something. That's a good soldier endures hardship and wins the battle.
Yeah.
Amen. If it wasn't the enemy, we wouldn't need to be in the army. We wouldn't need to endure hardship, but the enemy is out there. We know that very well. But I'm going to tell you something. Is everybody listening to me?
Yeah.
I said, is everybody listening to me? Yeah. What about over here on this side that's so packed out over here? Glory be to God. Yeah. I want to tell you, everybody on the back row, I want to tell you that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. And it ain't even close.
Amen.
You know, we have this idea sometimes that we're just resting and he's as big as that spirit on the inside of you. It ain't even close. It's like an elephant and an ant. Jesus has taken all authority away from the devil.
Yes.
And he's under our feet.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God. What if I would just live like that every day? Guess what? I could. But I got to get old Jimmy under control here. Because I had to work hard. And then cook me in supper. So I think I'll just go in here, turn on NBC and watch the news and get a good report. Or call and get on Facebook and tell about how bad I'm feeling, how Ann's treating me. She made me a sandwich yesterday. I made my own today. Oh, you already had them, didn't you, baby? Yeah. I give you a dollar. Oh, I already gave you my dollar.
Yeah.
I said, she said, you got any money? I said, yeah, I got my bill for this kid. So I think it's a 20 in there. Mike, I get my bill for, and you could blow dust out of it. You couldn't even tell where she'd been. Woo, it's gone. So anyway, but you see, that's how God treats us, just like I treat Ann. How are you like my virgin? It's so true. Just get all you want. There's plenty more. That's a faith statement. Amen. But my God's bigger.
Amen.
I'm telling you, my God's bigger than elections. He really and truly, you know, I get it. I know all about what's going on here in this election. But this is for the heart and soul of the United States of America and the future of it. It's a little more than your favorite politician getting elected.
Right.
It's a lot about, I want to just revisit this for a second. But Suzanne, I was thinking, if it don't come through, what about all those babies that could be aborted in the next 4 years? And we can get that thing turned around. I believe it's turning around. I believe President Trump's going to get back in there. Why not? God parted the Red Sea so 3 million people can walk across.
Right.
He's parted Red Seas for you before. He's going to do it again.
Amen.
How in the world did George Washington defeat the British Empire? I don't know, but God did it.
Yes.
And they didn't quit fighting.
No.
When it looked like they were in Valley Forge, it's so cold, and the soldiers, some of them, did not even have shoes. And their feet's busted open and bloody. They walk in the snow and you can see right where they've been. But they're out there practicing marching. Learning how to be a soldier. And we think we got it tough. I had to work 30 minutes over today. And I wanted to watch cartoons. Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's our favorite.
I love Tom and Jerry. Especially that when he runs, when he's playing golf. You know, it's so funny. Anyway, I think of Mike Milstead, and I said it every time. I'm kidding, Mike. Mike can play good. Tom can't play too good. But anyway, those soldiers, there's no way that a little group of farmers or business people are supposed to beat the best army on the earth, the British Empire, plus the Navy that they have. What we have? Two boats, maybe, if that many. We got a guy running through the night on a horse, riding through the night on a horse, saying, one if by land, two if by sea. That's communication, folks. No, that's a want to. I would have said, boy, I'll tell you what, it's too cold, it's too dark. Let somebody else do that. What if somebody didn't do it and Paul Revere didn't warn everybody? What if we don't warn people that there's a hell out there and we can change things and they can change things by letting Jesus be the Lord of their life? We're warriors, folks. We are well-groomed and well-trained warriors. We've been at this long enough. I've been around you long enough. You've been around me. We've seen everything everybody's gone through. And I do want to underscore the word through. Just because you got full of the Holy Ghost and got saved don't mean you're immune to life. No, no, no. It's fixing to come at you like a freight train. Right. But let me tell you something. I can say in the name of Jesus, it goes, that train got to stop. Right. The name of Jesus is above every name that is named. It's the nuclear bomb of the church. Glory to God. It's so great. It's greater than any name that you can even think of. It's greater than the Russians. It's greater than coronavirus. It's greater than anything.
Yes.
It's greater than death itself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we have the right to use that name. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Now, am I going to receive it? Yeah, I'm going to take that. What about y'all?
Yes.
Let's take it. Take it. There's power in the name, because the name and Jesus are the same. The name and Jesus and the word are the same. By his blood, by his name, by his word, we are healed. We are blessed. We are the head in this world, not the tail. We are somebody. We didn't come to take a part of something. We came here to take it apart. Glory be to God. We came to take over. Amen. That's what the devil's about to find out, because the body of Christ is about to rise up. The awakening has come. We're shaking ourselves like Samson did, and the anointing's about to flow, and supernatural things are going to happen through the body of Christ like it did Samson, that nobody could ever even figure out. How does one man kill 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey? How does the Red Sea part? How do you walk on the water? Jesus got in the boat. Who was I talking to about this? It doesn't matter. Jesus got in the boat as he was walking on the water. Peter, you know, had walked out there and began to sink. And then he walked back. Peter walked on the water, y'all.
Yeah.
Then when you get to heaven, you can sit down and talk to him about it.
Yeah.
But don't go home until I walk on your swimming pool. But if you have to walk on water sometimes, I believe it's been done more than once. Anyway, Jesus gets back in the boat. Peter gets back in the boat. They're out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And the Bible says immediately they were at the other side. Immediately. How do you take a boat full of people in a storm? You're walking on the water. Now, these waves are big. Because it says Peter got, he looked at the wind and he looked at the waves and it began to sink. We look at the TV, we hear the news, and we begin to sink. No! We're not going to sink, glory be to God. We're going to rise up and be healed and be whole and be well. The bones in the valley are coming together. There's some shaking going on. Glory to God. There's some things coming together. Glory to God. And we don't know how it happens, but God does. Prophesy, speak to the bones, the Lord said. Live! Let's speak to this nation. Live. Become the body of Christ. Become the presence of God on the planet. Well, I didn't have any of that planned, but anyway. Oh, where were we? Oh, Psalms. Isaiah 43. Yay. This is the Lord speaking. Yay. I like that, don't you? Yay. Before the day was, I am he. This is God speaking. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work. Who can stop it? as nobody can take something out of God's hand that He's already got. And He's got you. He's got His body. He's got this nation. We're covenant with Him. Amen?
Yes.
Are we agreeing on this?
Yes.
Yeah, but well, I'm just going to tell you like it is. Let's get that part of your anatomy out of the way.
Amen.
Did you get that, Dan? Come on.
Read it. It says, from the very beginning.
Wait, hold. This is the Passion Translation.
From the very beginning, I am the only God. No one can be snatched from my hand. When I choose to act, who can reverse it?
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I think y'all been saying hallelujah all the way home after that. Psalm Isaiah 53:13 in the Message Bible. Make yourself a note. Isaiah 43:13. Okay. Quickly. Oh, I'm already out of time. I can't believe this. We may have to take another step back in time, like daylight saving. Just like we're just gonna do daylight time. All right. Are we writing things down?
Yeah.
Psalms 91. I know you've been there. Go back. That is your hiding place. And when you're in your hiding place, you just think about all these good things happening to you. They're all good. God's got you covered. Ain't nothing the devil can do to stop it. Because you set your affections on me, I will set you on high.
Yeah.
Just read it. He's talking to you. All right. Colossians 2, verse 14 and 15. Colossians 2, 14. We need to go there. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Oh, I thought about this today. Colossians 2, 14. In the midst of my storm this morning, I got a revelation of Colossians 2, 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us or against us, and took it out of the way. This is Jesus nailing it to His cross. Does anybody know where the cross is tonight? The answer is no. They can't find your sins either. Cross is going to burn up and go away. It's going to rot just like your sins. But Jesus is going to walk out of that tomb. First going to hell and take care of your sins. And taking care of the devil. And then He's going to walk out. He said, as John Wayne would say in the Calvary, he said, yo, we were following Him. Danny, did you get that part? John Wayne, he said, yo. There we go. That's 3:15. Here comes the fun part. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your sins are blotted out. Jesus paid for them, right? And nailed it to His cross. And verse 15 says, and having spoiled principalities and powers. Ephesians 6 says, and having 6:10 says, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principle. Know who your enemy is. It ain't Joe Biden. It's not some person. It's the spirit in this world that we're at war with, that spirit of Antichrist. That covers it pretty good. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He, Jesus, made a show of them openly. He showed him out. He displayed, He whooped him, stripped him naked, and drove His chariot all over eternity and saying, look at it. And that's what the Romans would do, the soldiers would do back in the day. They would get that king that they just conquered in his land. And, buddy, they'd put him on a we would call maybe a trailer, you know, whatever, some kind of something. And they parade him through the streets of Rome. He's naked. He's no crown on. He's nothing. He's a nobody. This is that big guy been running his mouth against us. Look what we did to him. Well, Jesus said, this is the devil who's been running his mouth against you. And look what I did to him.
Amen.
I made a show of him openly. I destroyed, I spoiled his principalities and powers. And I made a show of him secretly because I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. That is not what he said. It's time we get bold. It's time we testify. Glory be to God. Y'all do it all the time. But glory to God, you get a miracle, and don't you be ashamed to tell about it. No, talk about it. Glory. Let me tell you what God did for me. We do that every Wednesday night. Sometimes we don't even get to talk much, like tonight. But anyway. And this is triumphing over them in it, in the cross. Jesus made a show of the devil. He spoiled him, stripped him of everything, put him on public display, shamed him because he triumphed over him. Well, what are we going to do about it? Well, I guess the devil's resurrected himself, and he's a big bad dude these days. He's still that same one that Jesus stripped naked and showed all over the heavenlies, right? But we don't see him that way because he's big, bad wolf. And he huffs and he puffs. And wants to, he said, I'm going to blow your house down. Then I'm going to come in there and I'm going to eat you. And we believe him. And this little pig runs to this little pig. And the last little pigs, they went to Jesus' house, which was built out of brick. And glory be to God, the wolf couldn't come in. And they knew it. And they went, nanny, nanny, nanny. That's not how the book goes, but that's how I made it out. It's better than coming down a pot of boiling water, isn't it? I'm so glad I thought of that. Aren't you? Okay. That's another two scriptures right there. Okay. We're standing for the soul of America. We're standing for the soul of America. Today, tomorrow, next year, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, whatever. As Brother Hagin said, if you'll stand, be prepared to stand forever, it ain't going to take long. But if you say, well, God, I'm going to fast for 2 meals. I'm not going to have donuts today. You're really going to impress God. If you put him on a timeline, you might as well just quit. But you say, Father, whatever you say, I'm ready to stand forever. I give my life. Oh, boy, that's a big one. You lie, you fry. But what did Revelation 12 tell us? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony, and they loved their lives not even to death. Willing to die. Read Hebrews chapter 11, the hall of fame of faith. Some were sawn in two, some were burned, all sorts of things. But they would not bend and they would not bow. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, as a nation and even individually. Are we going to compromise? I'll tell you this, whatever you compromise to keep, you will lose. Ain't nobody going to sing pretty songs at your funeral. They may be doing the chicken dance. But it's going to take faith. You can't just say, well, I tell you what I do. No, you don't know what you do. Did you see those pictures back when the caliphate was out in the Middle East and they're cutting heads off of little boys and little girls? What if that were you? What if that was your child? I'd give him everything I had to save him. But no. It's all about Christ. Hopefully we'll never get to that point. Okay. Let's go to Hebrews 10:36. I got two more. This one and one more. Hebrews 10:36 through 39. Y'all write these down. It'll help you out. Or you may already know it. If you do, read it again, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Right, Joyce? If you just hear something one time, guess what? How many of you have said, well, I'll remember that. I don't need to write it down. And you couldn't tell me back what you just said, Harley. I've been there. I've done that 100 times. Write this stuff down. Okay. For you have, this is where we are, folks. This is me this morning after the TV was turned on. For Jimmy, you have need of patience. In other words, God said, I ain't through working. They ain't counted every vote yet. Besides, I know some things that you don't know. Okay? That after you have done the will of God, have we prayed and repented, and stood and danced and jumped and praised God? Have we done that? Yeah. That you might receive the promise. 37. For yet in a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Amen. Jesus is coming. He's coming to your rescue. 38, excuse me. Now the just shall live by faith. We ever heard that before? But if any man draw back, just what we talked about, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And the Bible says we're not of the group that draws back. Amen. Am I looking at warriors tonight?
Yes.
I guarantee you I am. You get one of you mamas stirred up about your kid, you flog somebody. I've seen some of you do it. 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We're not drawing back when we're tempted. Amen? Go back to 36. For we have need of patience. And up above that, it talks about do not lose your confidence. So this right here, write this down. These are the power twins in your life. Faith and patience. Let's go. Let me just find that. Hebrews. I'm in Daniel. That ain't going to work. Hebrews. Titus. Come here, Hebrews. Hebrews 10. Okay. Well, I can't find. Oh, I'm in the wrong column here. Oh, glory to God. 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence or your faith, which hath great recompense of reward. Your faith is going to get some good coming your way. And verse 36 says, for you have need of patience. Your faith and your patience, power twins. We got faith, but do I have patience, Bill? Yes. I have patience, but I don't have any faith. Well, you're just a worrywart. But you put these two together, and I'm telling you, like God told Joshua, no man will be able to stand before you. Because all of heaven's backing you up. I wish God, Jesus heard him get here. You know, I'm getting a little scared. Cast that thought away and know he's on the way. Amen? Okay. Now, James chapter 1. You're going to love this one. James chapter 1. But that just talked about your patience. That doesn't mean just putting up with something. That means endurance. Okay? Look at your neighbor and say, don't quit. I got up and went to a grocery store every morning at 8 o'clock for 16 years. Just because I love going to a grocery store every morning at 8 o'clock. No. I had to make money. Ann had to have stuff. And I had to have stuff. Jay had to have stuff. You got to earn your pay, you know. Okay. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting, talking to the church. Verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Y'all been there today? Okay. Look at you there and say, I ain't going back. Ain't no fun. Hallelujah. verse 3, knowing this. Everybody say, I got to know something. And this is it. That the trying of my faith works patience. God is patient. The Bible says he's long-suffering. And I'm thankful. Because he could have barbecued me a long time ago. Knowing this, you got to know this, that when your faith gets tried, it's going to work patience. In other words, patience is going to have to show up. Or it's going to fall flat on its face and you'll quit before your heart gets started. Everybody got that? Okay. All right. Now, I need to read this. Dina, you got that about the White House? You got that statement? She's going to read this real quick. You know what it says? Okay. Get the microphone right here, Ann. I'll get it. The White House released this today, according to Dina, Teresa, Grace.
The White House said early this afternoon that by Friday the world would know what was going on and they would all know that Trump Pence have 4 more years.
Repeat that, please.
By Friday, the world, the whole world, would know what's going on, and Trump Pence will have 4 more years.
Praise God, everybody. How many Democrats we got here that don't want them to win? Boy, I tell you what, I'd like to snuck up on you that time, didn't I? Me. Now, it's not that we're against Mr. Biden. It's just against what his platform stands for. I don't want to kill babies and raise taxes.
No.
In any order you think about it, I don't want that to happen. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, this is posted on November the 4th. That's today. By Mario Murillo. He's got his thing on. Anyway. Now, this is what the Lord showed him. This is what he is sharing. Mario Murillo. He's a great man of God. On election day morning, the Holy Spirit woke me and said, something you're not expecting is going to happen today, but do not fear, because God has a surprise for you all. Then I watched as Fox News prematurely announced that Biden had won Arizona. It felt like sabotage. Then Georgia and Pennsylvania stopped counting votes. It threw everything into confusion. That confusion is right now reverberating across America. Many of God's people are dismayed. Let's say that loud. I'm not dismayed. God told Joshua, do not be dismayed, but be strong and of good courage. Because wherever you go, I'm going with you. Hallelujah. Guess where he was going? Cross of Jericho. Parting the water. The walls of Jericho came what? Falling down. They shouted first. Okay. Then I remembered the chaos that God had warned me was coming in November, and I realized this is it. I too was shaken. Aren't you glad when great men of God admit they're not Mr. Superman? I love it. Until I remembered the promise I received this morning, but do not fear, because God has a surprise for us all. Why did it happen? It happened because Satan wants to rob the church of her destiny. We're going to play a song in just a second. And this is a midnight madness in here. Glory to God. Church of her destiny, right at the finish line. It happened because Satan wants to rob the church of her destiny right at the finish line. Why did God allow it? Even though this attack has come from the pit of hell, God is exploiting it to demonstrate something to us all. We can't depend on Mr. Trump. Can't fix it. No man can. But God can.
Yeah, right.
So you keep your faith on God.
Right.
The miracle of God is about to do the will to do. The miracle God is about to do will be something new. Something we have never seen before. He is doing it this way. So we will know that it is God who brought this miracle And we did not do it ourselves. I felt that today. Anyway, we cannot take the credit. We will bow down and worship God for His stunning intervention. Amen? We will bow down and worship God for His stunning intervention. Satan has stepped up to attack the church, to rattle her faith. This is a moment of intimidation where the enemy wants us in confusion and fear. But God is speaking by the Spirit directed to your heart. He is telling you not to fear. Isn't that right? He is telling you that He has got this. Right?
Yes.
He told us that night, that Wednesday night, I got this. You won't even have to fight. I got to go tell some more churches tonight. And he roared. You must hold on and reject all the vain imaginations that Satan is trying to put into your mind. Garbage in, garbage out. God in, God out. Those of us who are the, here's that word. Those of us that who are the remnant, we talked about that Sunday, of God must enter into the chamber of God's presence. Are we listening? We must enter into the chamber of God's presence and let this storm pass. I would suggest you get in Psalms 91 and cover yourself up. And just bask in the goodness of God. And all these other scriptures. Be sure that there will be a... and let this storm pass. To be sure, there will be a powerful judgment from God. Because He is going to topple arrogant villains. One final tactic is coming at us from heaven. And God is going to use this intervention to provoke the American church to revival. I felt it too. Count it all joy when your faith is tested. Let patience work her perfect work. Where you want nothing, you're completely whole. Just let patience work. And let faith work. And guess what? You're going to come out not wanting a thing. Whatever you needed and wanted is done. Can I say amen? All right. Jesus said, revival to the church. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. Oh, let me say thank you, Lord. I want to declare over you tonight that the peace of Jesus Christ is on you and in you. Spirit, soul, and body. Receive the peace of God. Philippians says it's the peace that goes beyond all understanding. Our mind can't understand, but it overcomes you. And you bask in that peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I receive it. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a war. It's the final battle of the war, right down to the end. Are we going to withdraw? Are we going to retreat? I'm looking at a bunch of warriors who are not of that group that withdraws, shrinks back. Felicia, you in this? Mike, you in this? Larry, you in this? Anthony, you in this? Rest of y'all?
Yes.
We're in this.
Yes.
And we're not going to back up. You're not alone. We're with each other.
Amen.
This is God's company right here. But think about it like this. Not only are we together protecting one another, God is with us.
Yes.
And that makes the difference. We win. Well, as Dina was sharing what the White House put out Friday. Well, you got something?
My sister
Yeah.
As an e-member.
Yeah.
And she sent me a message.
They're praying tonight.
Yes. She sent me a message that said, Pastor George just said this has to happen to uncover the corruption.
Right.
And the administration has specifically asked for prayer.
Amen. Well, we're going to do it.
Right.
Join in with them. A little, few people, more people, more prayer, more power. Okay, just to remind you, she said, the White House said, by Friday, everybody's going to know when the lid's coming off. I want to remind you that Friday is the third day from Election Day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What happened on the third day? Our Lord and Savior, who took my sin and yours, who gave his own life, spilled his own blood, was beaten to death practically, but he didn't. The devil didn't take his life. He gave it.
Right.
Why? For you and me to have victory tonight and this nation to have victory tonight.
Yes.
Don't tell me. I'll never believe that God's just standing idly by. Well, this is no big deal. You know, If he knows every hair on your head, he cares about you. He didn't want anything bad to happen to you. And that has to go for the nation that you live in. Especially this one. And Israel. I'm telling you. I just believe. And it kept coming to me. And the devil was playing with me about this. Because we'd said so many times, we'd heard so many prophecies. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Hearken to the voice of the prophet, so shall you prosper. The devil hit me between the eyes of that the first thing. Now what are you going to say? You might as well call church off tonight. They're all going to get up there and they're going to be, well, I thought God's going to do something. Oh, he is. Don't ever think God will not settle a score for you. He's a jealous God, and he loves you. If he'll die for you, do you really think he might fight for you? And the devil can't lay a glove on him. Because all he has to do is speak, and the devil has to do it. And all we have to do is speak, and the devil has to go in Jesus' name. Don't forget that part. Amen. Okay, let's bring this prayer request down. Andy, you ready to play that? Okay, as soon as we pray for this prayer request, we're going to listen to this song that says, God says, I have not forgotten my plans for you. Apply that to this nation. Apply that to your life. Apply that to your children's life. Apply that to your business. Apply that to your future. Apply that to everything, your grandchildren. Whatever it can cover. You cover it. Amen. Praise God. Come on up here, man. Okay. We're about to pray. Come on around here, sweetie. Father, in the name of Jesus, we sense the gravity of this prayer tonight. And Lord God, we unite at this very moment, Eagle Mountain Church, that Lord God, you would uncover, remove, expose, and reveal the villains. The troublemaker is Satan. He'll be exposed, and the people that are in league with him will be exposed. And judgment shall come. Now, Father, I thank you. As we join in agreement with George and Derry and all that church out there, with Tammy and Walt, all that group out there, and all the churches that are praying around the world right now, Tracy and Lori, and all the people there in Texarkana, we're praying this prayer together. Lord, expose it, reveal it, and heal it.
Yes.
We thank you for it.
Thank you.
Now, Father, we lay our hands on this list of names of precious people. Jesus, you died for every one of them, and you died that they be healed and they be whole. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We declare them healed and whole.
Yes.
And let the blood flow.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we all said, amen, amen,
amen,
amen, amen. Now, if you need to go, that's fine. But, Andy, we're going to do that song. And we'll dim the lights just a little bit if we can. And if you want to come up here, whatever, I'll just sit and just soak this song up. God has not forgotten His plan for you. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for coming tonight. I tell you, I've had a blast. It's been great. I feel better. I feel better than I look.
I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Oh yeah. I know the plans, plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans, awesome plans, to prosper you. Plans never to harm you. They are plans to give you bright hope and a future too.
These are the plans.
Yes, these are the plans.
I have for you.
These are the wonderful plans.
These are the plans.
Plans the Father has for you. Plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Yes, they're plans, awesome plans, to prosper you, the will of God for your life. Oh, they're plans never to harm you. No, 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 but they're plans to give you bright hopes and a future too. Yes, these are the plans. These are the plans, good plans from our Lord, the plans the Father has for you.
You know, I've been in this journey a long time. It's been so wonderful to allow God's plans to unfold within my life. And I've discovered that He's such a good God. He wants to help you. He wants to lift you. He wants to raise you. And His will for your life, there's no place like it. And it's something that perpetually unfolds. So open wide your heart and trust Him. Be all in. Give full place to Him. Receive His plans for your life. It's what you need the most.
Let's embrace the plans, the Lord, to fully prosper you. They are His plans, oh, His plans. Never to harm you. Thank you, Jesus. They are plans to give you bright hopes, give you a future too. Yes, these are the plans. Oh, Father, we thank you for the plans. He's got great plans for your life. Receive the will of Jesus Christ. Oh, these are the plans, the great plans, the awesome plans He has for you. Surrender your life. Open your heart. Give place to the plans. Oh, Lord, yeah. The plans He has for you.
Chuck. Okay, there we go. Today is a day of salvation. A lot of us have been in church many, many years. I never assume everybody's born again. I never, ever assume it. Because we don't know. We don't know. Today's a day of salvation, which also includes sometimes we let things slip. Prayer, time in the Word, time in His presence. Well, today is a day of salvation. When we got born again, we heard different things about speaking in tongues, all that kind of stuff. I never assume all Christians speak in tongues. But the vitality of speaking in tongues is of the utmost importance in the Christian life. Because we have direct communication with God where Satan and nobody else can know unless they pray for the interpretation. But it's direct communication. And how can you communicate with a father that you can't understand, he can't understand? Well, he knows our language, but we need that direct communication. And sometimes in church we attend, we go through the motions. You know, we just kind of, I'll be there, you know, this and that. With all that being said, if you're not saved or you're not sure, right where you are, we're going to do just a couple of things. I'm just going to, if you're not saved, you're not sure, I'd ask everyone to bow their head and close their eyes, if you don't mind. And if you're not sure what would happen if you walked out that door and you were to leave your body, if you're not sure, then just repeat this prayer after me. And you can say it under your tongue. I know we say, you know, confess Him, you know, publicly, and if you're ashamed of me, all that, but this is not even about that. It's about an inward confession between you and Him. And this is how it goes. Jesus, thank you for saving me. And I ask you right now to be the Lord of my life. Amen. That was easy. Now, here's the second thing. Repeat this. Father, I've been saved a long time. I just got saved yesterday. Maybe I just got saved a few minutes ago. But right now, I recommit to spending time in the Word, time in Your presence, time in prayer, and time loving people. Heavenly Father, I've heard different things about speaking in tongues, but I ask You to fill me with Your Holy Spirit. And tonight or tomorrow, or whether I'm in the car or whether I'm at work, when I open my mouth, I will speak in my heavenly language. And Heavenly Father, I've been coming to church. Sometimes it's been out of routine, tradition. But you know what? I'm committed to my church. I'll be the best volunteer. I'll get here on time. I'll pray for my pastor, and I'll pray for the members. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And that's how we do it.
I think you did really well. Praise God. Let's all say amen to all of that. Praise God. Be saved, be filled, be healed. Glory to God forever, ever, ever, ever. Thank y'all for coming tonight. We did go over, but I think it was worth it. I needed it. And time shouldn't really dictate that much to us. You are warriors, you know. Warriors know how to train. They've been through stuff. Amen. Special forces. You know what to do. Hallelujah. Well, you're free to go.